Audio for the Retro Computing Roundtable is hosted by CyberEars. When you need a rock-solid platform to host and distribute your podcast or other audio media, head over to CyberEars.com. Fast, reliable hosting with unlimited bandwidth. CyberEars is your audio on your terms.
Hello and welcome to Assembly Chicken Polyantic Cast Roundtable. This is episode 1 for Kansas Fest 2017. I'm your co-host, the first, Quinn Dunkey of Open Apple, and we're going to go around the table here. This is our annual mega podcast that we always do from K-Fest live with all of your favorite retro podcasters. And sitting immediately to my left is...
I'm co-host the second, I guess, Paul Hegstrom from Retro Computing Roundtable and Drop 3 Inches.
I'm co-host the third, John Leake from Retro Maccast.
I'm co-host the fourth, Chris Torrance from the Assembly Lines Podcast.
I am co-host the fifth, Kevin Savitz from Antic, the Atari 8-Bit Podcast, and Eaten by a Gru, the Infocom Podcast.
I am co-host the 666. I am Ken Gagne of Polygamer.
And I'm the seventh Doctor, Charles Mangan from the How To Video Podcast.
I am co-host Zero. I'm going to redo the numbering system so I get to be first. Carrington Vanston from Eaten by a Gru and the Retro Computing Roundtable.
And I am... Podcaster A, Mike Mulhern from the Retro Computing Roundtable.
Well, you all bungled that up nicely. Thank you very much. I had a thing. I thought it was going to be neat. We're going to go around. I had a thing, and then it wasn't a thing.
Did you?
Yep. All right. There we are. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about Kansas Fest. This has been a really interesting year because, among other things, we had a full roster of 100 attendees. They had to close registration, actually before early registration was even over, which is completely unprecedented as far as I know. So that's pretty exciting. Lots of new people. I'm sure we've all met many new first-timers. Let's talk a little bit about a couple of obligatory things. Favorite sessions. Someone shout out a favorite session.
I like the people.
Oh.
It was not well attended, but I think one of the outstanding demonstrations was of the IE. New Apple II emulator.
Yes, that was outstanding. It was an Apple II emulator that can go forward and backward in time. It had a graphical memory analysis tool and allowed you to view all of the graphics text buffers simultaneously in multiple windows. Fantastic.
I also liked Andrew and Ivan Hogan, who showed how to hook up 120-volt devices to your Apple II, including a popcorn maker, so you can control your entire home with your Apple.
And shot me in the face with confetti.
Nice. I really liked the lightning talks in general. It was 1 hour of 12 5-minute talks. Some of them lasted less than that, but all of them were fascinating, engaging, and very fast.
I like the keynote of the guys from France.
Brutal Deluxe.
Thank you, Brutal Deluxe. Just hearing about the computing scene in France back in the day, I thought was fascinating. You know, what computers were available and what weren't, and I liked it.
Well, I think the Garage giveaway this year was just huge. It was really loaded, and I was so happy to see so much equipment go to new homes. And I made a few choices, and still a bit out there, so we'll just see how it all goes.
It was literally huge. In fact, it was the largest one ever, and also the last one. Thanks to the generosity of Sean Fahey and James Littlejohn over the years for putting that together. All that equipment went to good homes. There was pictures on the Kansas Fest Twitter feed of the giant stacks of Apple IIs and floppy drives, etc. So everyone can go look at all the stuff they didn't get because they didn't come. So there.
Another thing I liked, there's always the very informative sessions, but there's also super fun ones. And Kevin and Ken did a Family Feud game. That super fun and hilarious, and Ken was the buzzer behind a screen holding it. You'd have to be there to see it, but it was amazingly entertaining. So there's that kind of thing too, and it was actually one of the highlights, I thought.
And he only crashed once and needed to be rebooted.
And of course, Jason Scott, always fun to listen to. And not only did he do that, but he's been kind of responsible for getting all the streaming up and on the web. Kudos to him.
Which I heard has worked really well this year.
It's been
great, and people watching it, and been no glitches, so that's pretty cool.
And he organized a great and creative group photo.
Which he already tweeted out, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
He's sort of the Kansas Fest Committee's fifth Beatle. he doesn't get the recognition he deserves, and he's not on the album covers. So he gets to work behind the scenes.
Yeah, we have him to thank for the streaming and the video and many other things, for sure. I found some really great in-depth technical ones this year. I really liked Peter Cucumber Ferry's talk on converting Prince of Persia to Protoss, which many thought was impossible. That was a really, really amazing demo. I really liked Jeremy Rand's Lightning Talk. He built an Apple IIgs build pipeline. And demonstrated creating 4 apps in 5 minutes, which was amazing. And there were others that I can't remember because I'm really tired.
Applesauce.
Applesauce. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. That was the one I was trying to remember.
Yeah. That was just amazing. Just not only the presentation on it, but then to see it being used to crack previously, to digitally archive previously unarchivable discs before. And it's just what the potential of that device has is phenomenal.
So for listeners who might not know, the Applesauce device is something that sits directly between an Apple II floppy drive and a modern USB computer, and it reads the magnetic flux transitions, so the lowest possible level of capturing a floppy disk, and the resulting disks are bootable in emulators with copy protection intact. So it's a game changer for preservation.
Yeah, and the software side on that, where it's just interpreting those flux levels for damaged or degraded sectors, and just the way that it can then selectively target those bad sectors again for rereads and just build those images. It is beautiful.
Yeah, I think that was one of the things that I thought was most sort of impressive about that, was the ability to possibly repair those damaged
Potential of scanning 2 damaged disks to build up 1 complete image. That opens up a whole realm of possibilities for archiving what's out there. So as much as we like to have a disk as pristine as possible, it gives us a new resource to work with.
Yeah, so it's actually, of course, there's still tomorrow. I anticipate very much liking the NTSC talk.
Yeah,
I'm very excited about that. Yeah. The Nox Archaeist talk is tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We've all been waiting a long time to see that game.
Has anyone gotten a chance to play the Alien
Downpour.
Not with a joystick.
I played it. I saw Alien Downpour as he was developing it. I watched, look at the videos on Facebook and YouTube. But to actually play the game, I was really impressed by it.
Yeah.
There's so much stuff going on the screen at once, and it's not flickery, and all these little aliens are moving around, and I was terrible at it. I don't think I got past level 1, but I was pretty darn impressed by level 1. It's an impressive.
Yeah, I agree. I think I'll be waiting for the playthroughs to see what the other levels look like.
Yeah.
One other crazy thing is, people bring, of course, their own stuff to play on equipment-wise. Justin Scott took that to a whole new level, and he brought a full-size upright Galaga, or Galaga.
Karateka.
I thought that was pretty amazing and added to a lot of fun down in the lobby.
For sure. Yeah, it was nice not to have to slog all the way over to the cafeteria through the living hot tub that's called Missouri in order to play the Galaga Ms. Pac-Man machine that lives there. And the fire button on it broke at one point, and it was quickly repaired. So he's even maintaining it while it's here.
All right.
I wonder where they found the equipment and the expertise and the people that could fix an arcade machine in such a short amount of time. Did they just throw a rock? Or
I imagine.
Or just raise a hand?
Yeah, I think they just
whoever
turned around.
Whoever was closest.
I think they just turned around and grabbed the closest person, and they said, yeah, sure, no problem.
They swung the dead cat, and that was it.
Awesome. Oh, I have arcade buttons on me right now.
It takes it while you're playing.
No worries.
I just made a rude gesture since this is an audio medium.
Oh, I'm
I was
disgusted.
Reaching in to the machine. I apologize. It's a family show. All right, so moving along then, let's discuss Kansas Fest in a different way than we usually do. Let's name something that if it changed, we would likely not come back. Who wants to start? Chris.
I will start. So the question came up last night, what if we moved Kansas Fest to a hotel instead of in the dorm? And I think that would be a bad idea,
yeah,
because I think that, even though we complain about the dorm and complain about the showers and the food and the cafeteria, I think it's part of the experience is kind of being able to go to somebody's room at 1 a.m. and see what they're doing and just kind of know that there's always something going on, and I think you would lose that.
I think if we were in a hotel, we would lose the ability to live in each other's pockets in the rooms, because it's going to, in all accounts, it's going to be shared with the public.
Also, price.
And I was just thinking that prohibitively expensive you did that, because, well, it's not super cheap to come here. It is a crazy bargain compared to any other conference I go to that's even remote.
Well, apart from the cost of the flights to get here, this is a damn cheap holiday, and there are no boring bits. It's just 24 hours, 1 week. It's just pure bliss, and I don't mind sitting on a plane from Sydney to Dallas and then on to Kansas City. It is well worth the trip, and I hate flying, and I actually look forward to coming to Kansas Fest.
Okay, anything else? If they changed it, you wouldn't come back?
If it was opposite of Dragon Con, we may have issues.
That's fair. The timing, as rough as it is in Missouri in July, it doesn't conflict with much else.
There have been years where people had to choose between Kansas Fest and Comic-Con, and they asked us, can you move? And we said, we've been around longer than Comic-Con.
They should have checked with us.
Right.
That's right.
Yes.
For me, what would change that would keep me from coming is, I am so glad that this community has welcomed with open arms our Atari and Coco brethren. I think they bring a lot to this event and to this community. If Kansas Fest pivoted to become a general vintage computing festival, I would stop coming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. No Commodore people. We've got to draw the line somewhere.
We've
got to get a line in the sand. The line must be drawn.
I mean, there are a lot of VCF events already, and I don't think we need to be another one.
No.
I think being an Apple II event is what makes us unique.
Mm.
And I don't consider myself an Apple snob. It's just that I grew up with the Apple and not other machines.
Mm.
And I am here for the nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I think other machines are inferior. I just don't have a connection to them that I do with the Apple II.
I think other machines are inferior, but everything else stands.
No, I think there's value in that. I mean, I would actually consider going to an Atari con, and I would want it to be Atari content if I went there.
Yes.
So I want to come here for the Apple content.
Yeah, I think that's probably what, I mean, like, it still is an Apple gathering, and other people come, but they're still sort of like, you know, they're respecting the Apple, mainly.
Yeah,
but we still hear about, like, how to program the 6801 and that kind of stuff. It's interesting, but it's still...
But we're seeing the Apple in the context of the other machines, apart from Commodores. But, no, that's what I like. And, you know, there are other machine-centric conferences that I would like to go to. But what drags me here is it's a week long, and it... For me, that makes it worth the trip. As much as I would love to go to a VCF East, it's a weekend, and unless I can wrap something else around it for a holiday, I'm not flying over here just to spend a weekend with some old computers.
Yep. I was reading the report in GS Plus magazine of Kansas Fest 1993, and the report was day one, day two, and that was it. Because that's how long that event was.
Mm.
I would not be interested in coming to a two-day event.
No.
Yeah. Well, and if it gets too diluted, if it becomes a general retro computing thing, you don't get the detail, the in-depth. No one's going to get up there and talk about, you know, cracking Prince of Persia or whatever for an hour, because that's going to be too specific. And, you know,
I mean, if you think about it, are the sessions already cram-packed? We're talking a week, and it is all just Apple II. There's no reason to even bring.
Yeah. I mean, 10 years ago, when attendance at this event was down to the 20s,
we asked ourselves, do we need to make it a general vintage event to get more people in?
Mm.
As John said, that is no longer an issue.
Definitely. Anyone else, if something changed in a particular way, you would not come back?
If I somehow didn't make
it... You seem like you're on the bubble.
Yeah. He has opinions.
Here are the list.
Ken has the floor.
If I somehow didn't get in before registration closed, because so many people are coming that they cap it at 100, if this becomes one of those events where you have to be refreshing the page every 5 seconds the moment registration opens and you're in or you're not, or if somebody else registered and then sold their spot on eBay, that would really turn me off of the event.
Mm-hmm. It is worth mentioning that while it did fill up, they didn't turn anybody away because they did have enough cancellations to absorb the waiting list. Mm-hmm. So,
but it's presumably right there on the border.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Like,
my impression was that I don't know if this is true, but my impression was that we might have hit that level partly because there was pressure because there was a limit. You know, people rushed to get mm-hmm. in. They didn't wait to decide.
Scarcity creates demand.
Yeah.
So
accidental viral marketing. Technique.
I've been fairly happy with the size, though. I mean, like it hasn't felt overcrowded.
No.
It felt a little overcrowded when we had 100 people and 6 tons of Apple II equipment in one room.
That I think was the exception. But
then it got distributed.
And then we gave away the 100 people.
So. Yeah, it's interesting. There was really only a couple of moments where I noticed how big this year was. The pizza night that we just had probably the one moment where it was like, oh my goodness, where did all these people come from? Literally not seen all week were suddenly filling that room.
It's hard to see how more could be in that room, too, for the pizza thing. If it became 150, we couldn't eat in that room.
Well, and that room is, in fact, what limited the capacity. Code or something.
I think one way they could get around that 100-person limit is if they had 2 tracks of sessions, and they expanded to the party bar, also known as the Student Activity Center. Mm-hmm. When I started coming to K-Fest,
could they put an air-conditioned tunnel between the two buildings?
Yeah, would that require walking more outside, because that's what would keep me from coming back?
There were years where we had to walk across that entire field to get to every session. Mm-hmm. It was a real pain in the butt.
Yeah.
But when I started coming in 98, we had 2 tracks.
Mm-hmm. 2 tracks wouldn't stop me from coming, but I'm glad it's one.
Mm-hmm.
I would
agree.
Not see it would be an improvement to have multiple tracks.
I don't think 2 tracks wouldn't stop me from coming. If that's what they need to do to accommodate the demand, I'd be for it.
I'd rather just add a day, add sessions on Tuesday.
They already added a day.
That was a pre day. So the schedule was still pretty much the same as last year as far as what was on. So I think if they, even if they had the keynote on Wednesday morning rather than Wednesday after lunch.
But if you had sessions from noon to 8 o'clock on Tuesday,
say,
bingo, we added a bunch of sessions before doing another track.
Well, Tuesday used to be the optional day, and then Wednesday is when the event actually starts. So many people opted into the optional day, they just rolled it into part of the official package. That might be what happens with Monday.
Yeah, now a lot of people showed up on Monday this year.
Yeah.
And in fact, they capped the sessions less this year than in previous years. So there was a lot more free time.
I've noticed that, and I've appreciated it.
Yeah, they could go to more sessions without going to one track. I mean, last year it was like 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. every day.
And I think having the lightning talks frees up some things, because there's some things that don't need to be a session. You need 5 minutes.
Good point.
And so just a second round of lightning talks gets rid of a lot of things.
Yeah, so maybe the flexibility of having a second lightning round talk session in later in the week.
Or just make every talk 5 minutes.
That could be beneficial.
Or potentially 5 minutes. There's a buzzer and a judge.
Clock show.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing next year. Yeah.
Everyone has a little sort of like, I like this, I don't like this.
Yeah. Oh, you mean like the worm on the...
I was thinking taser, but that works too.
Like people leaders or whatever. I think, so it's not even all that much about how many talks we can cram into the space, but like how many people come to attend the talks. I mean, like even if we had... having 2 sessions does sort of split up the people, mm-hmm. I suppose, as long as you have equally interesting things. Like, if there's a sort of a boring looking talk, you have to schedule another boring looking talk.
Yeah, there was one year where Ewan Wenup was presenting something about Spectrum, mm-hmm. and there was another session, and they ended up canceling the other session because nobody was going to go to it. Everybody wanted to hear about Spectrum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It wasn't fair.
And that's actually one nice thing about having the single track. I mean, like, at the very least, you don't have that kind of snubbing in a way.
Yeah. Right? Because if they're not turning up for the presentation, they're actually off doing something.
You're either
small
in the lobby,
activity.
In the lobby.
Yeah.
kibitzing, or you're in your room working on your Hackfest,
or you're finding a nice, comfortable chair and crashing. Yeah.
Yeah, I will say that I'm a little bit torn on the lighter session schedule because I liked having more content to choose from. On the one hand, I did appreciate having more time to have naps or to talk about Rastan with John Brooks or whatever. But at the same time, I did feel like it was nice to have wider choice of sessions, some of which I'm going to sleep through, to be honest, because I'm so tired.
But my choice would be sessions every single moment possible, and I make my free time by skipping sessions that are not interesting.
Yeah. But then for those who suffer from FOMO, fear of missing out, you go to all the sessions and you get no free time.
We'll have a session about that. Yeah. I will skip it.
I mean, that was basically last year. I suffered a bit from that last year, but I just ended up falling asleep in the back of the room, which was fine.
Yeah, like right now,
as long as you don't snore, I've got no problems against it.
But like right now, while we're recording this podcast, there's a games night going on. People are playing Zelda on the Nintendo Switch. They're playing Magic the Gathering. That's pretty cool. I don't think we have had time to do that past years.
I do appreciate having more time to sit around the lobby. There's always a lot of really interesting things happening in the lobby. People
like Mark's House of Crack.
Mark's House of Crack, which was a delightful addition this
year.
And
it's exactly what you think.
Yeah. No, it's not. Mark Pilgrim, of course, set up in the corner with all of the cracking and aficionados, and they were imaging discs, they were cracking. Peter and Mark were literally cracking software that had never been cracked before. John and his Apple
sauce. Their excitement was palpable. I mean, there was times where he used a word I didn't know, but he was just like, such and such has fallen, and it's just like they had just cracked this new technique for the first time, and they were so excited, and it was just I didn't understand it, but it made me so happy.
Yeah. Between Mark's House of Crack and my juiced car, we got on great.
Yeah. Wasn't Wizardry was imaged for the first time? Is that not true? With copy protection?
It's been cracked versions of it floating around forever, but these are the first full, complete disc images of the original game.
That are supposed to work.
That are supposed to work.
Yeah. I have many, many, many images of many of these discs that do not work.
Yeah. So this is where AppleSource is coming in. So this could be the turning point. Could be golden age. The reinvigorated golden age of archiving.
All right. I guess we can move on to the next question, which was, how do you think Kansas Fest could be improved? As good as it is, what would you like to see be done even better next year?
Plumbing.
Plumbing, okay.
Do we have to limit ourselves to things we can control? Or
No, I think we can just
make a request.
I mean, we can presuppose everyone's going to stay in the showers.
The shower cubicle from hell. Okay, it's stinking hot here, but I don't really appreciate showering in ice water.
Yeah. I haven't had that problem.
Me neither.
No.
Yeah, you've avoided the cubicle of hell.
Did you try turning it too hot?
No,
it's the other way. Yeah.
So for the podcasting listening audience, there's one cubicle in this that has a very, very sort of elaborate technique to
the
get
one on the end,
enough
right?
pressure, but still heat.
I just don't use that one. The rest of them are fine.
It's one to be avoided, but sometimes
use any of the other three in that bathroom, or go to another bathroom.
Right. Yes. This is of general interest to all listeners.
I'm sure.
I will play devil's advocate on this point a little bit. Actually, I mean, we talked about the hotel option earlier. For me, as much as I love Cape Fest, the facilities are on the edge for me. I mean, the food and the showers, and we joke about them, but I mean, I would like to see them improved.
Which is interesting, because they completely remodeled this dorm in the last 5-10 years.
Except
they are still prison showers.
It looks identical to what I remember.
Because I used the same, I was on the same sort of area as last year, and I don't think that there's been any renovation of note.
I mean, the last time that we were in Xavier Loyola dorm was because this dorm was unavailable because they were renovating it. They also completely redid the cafeteria about 3 years ago. I don't know that necessarily changes the food options.
The cafeteria itself is nice. Regardless, showers could be better. They are still group showers. They're not a hotel room.
Not a private ensuite.
I think there could be an argument made that you could do this similar event in a hotel if you have the whole floor and, again, just devil's advocate throwing that out there.
Yeah, I think the beds are awful. I mean, a mattress is unbelievably awful. Oh my gosh, that's a terrible mattress on a terrible bed. And your little pillow just goes behind the bed. Like, it's just
the giant plastic sheets that
on a plastic bed slide off the thing. It's an awful, awful mattress.
Yeah,
I think it has improved a little bit with the Kansas Fest committee has taken control of distributing linens and things mm-hmm. like that, and they're better than what we got
yeah.
from
yeah.
the university. But I think yeah. one on the hotel thing, I don't think I said this before, but I mean, like, one thing I do like about this is that it is a little bit, the standards are sort of low here, which means we have that we can do what we want in a way that I don't think we could do what we want in a hotel.
Mm-hmm. Like door decorations and just yeah. stuff in the hallway
yeah.
and
yeah. all the furniture around.
Yeah, know? And we can yeah. we can be loud and we can go all night and yep. yeah, that's true.
The garage giveaway could not exist.
Yeah,
you know, in such a way.
It is nice yeah. that we have a locked area all to ourselves.
Right.
We can leave all our crap around. We can leave your laptop on the table all night.
Yeah, I feel really comfortable leaving a lot of technology just lying around, which is, says something about the location and says something about the crowd as well. Like, I've just left my laptop all over the place for the last week and never even think about it. It's mm-hmm. not an issue.
Yeah, that's not an issue to me either. And
when there's an event where you can literally just pick up hardware and take it, but everybody knows
yeah.
that's okay, that's not okay, and yeah, yeah, it's remarkable.
Yeah. Yeah, and to devil's advocate, my own devil's advocate, the staff who don't get enough credit here are lovely. The cafeteria mm-hmm. people, the janitorial staff, it's always the same people, which you wouldn't get in a hotel. It mm-hmm. would be different staff all the time. So they know us, and they're really lovely people.
I think the only thing that could improve it for me is if there would be some way to move Florida closer. I like to drive, so yeah.
Yeah.
Though it is, I mean, it's sort of strategically in the middle.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean,
it's equally inconvenient to both coasts.
Yeah, yeah, right.
All three coasts, I would say.
One thing I think I might say would improve it is removing the card access on the basement door.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're yeah. already in this building.
You just prop that door.
Even the hall, you know, yeah. just get rid of
it. I'm carrying an Apple II with a disk drive on top and a plastic piece of hardware teetering on it. I'm just like, somebody, there's no one here to open the door, and I had to, like, you know.
Yeah, all the interior doors, it would be nice if we could just prop them open.
Or but if they were a card,
I understand that they're propped open.
Proximity would be much better for that. But still, the door at the bottom of the stairs to the basement, everyone is normally carrying more stuff than normal there, and that one would just be a good one to be able to just move through. So.
But another thing that improved was basement has free laundry now.
Oh,
which
yes.
for those of us who use it, like I'm using it, that's awesome and nice. And, so that's cool. Save some quarters. It's convenient.
For the arcade.
For the free arcade machine.
Yeah.
Oh, the arcade you go to. Yeah, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
There is actually a relatively nice arcade in town. I mean, maybe more than one.
The retro arcade.
City, but not nearby. A number of good retro arcades.
That's another thing about this location. There is nothing within like 20 blocks a year.
It's a chicken place.
That's a good thing to add to
there's not a convenience store. There's not a shop. There's not nothing.
There's no
drive or share
even,
store.
Even the closest Walmart is
like a 20-minute drive.
Yeah, 20-minute drive to Walmart.
There's actually a Walmart, not a super Walmart. There's actually a Walmart that's about 12 minutes away.
But that's 12 minutes by car.
Yeah.
It is remarkable how this location manages to be close to nothing in a major metropolitan area.
Yeah, and you think students would support there'd be something just off campus that was a cafe and there'd be a convenience store. And it's remarkable that there isn't. It's a university. I don't understand.
I don't know that Rockhurst has a big enough population of students.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how.
2000?
My high school was bigger than that.
Yeah, mine was too, actually.
Yeah,
mine
so.
Too.
And
that's it, that's here. Wow.
No.
Physically, it's a lot bigger than my high school.
My high school's 400.
All right. Chris, how big was your high school?
Since
we're comparing.
1,200.
1,200. And
I have no idea.
Kevin? Okay.
Yeah. It was a big high school, but I don't.
I'd also like to say that I come here for the people. I don't know if I mentioned that yet. I think it's important to say.
That's one thing that I think could improve.
The people?
Yeah. The people.
Or Carrington.
No, one in particular.
But
we're all specific people.
Yes, we're all just
the people sort of wanting about the people.
Well, people who need people.
Yeah. They just need people.
I think we need access to the health,
the gym.
And the pool and...
We have a gym. It's called unloading the truck for the giveaway.
Yeah, it's garage giveaway.
Yeah, that could have been left to sometime cooler, like about the start of November.
Mark Pilgrim did mention on the KFest list that somebody asked this year, is there a workout center or a gym? Mm-hmm. And he said, well, let's look into it. No one knew. It's been taking place here for 20 years and
it never came up.
So, you know, there's also that.
But a sign of the changing times. I mean, it would be nice to have access to fitness facilities. Lots of people want to do that. The only option currently is jogging in the morning when it's barely 90.
So you want to go and exercise in a cool air-conditioned environment? rather than out in Sweatland.
Yes, I mean, there was there is now a K-Fest running club, which sort of is
two
burgeoning.
People is not a club.
It used to be just David Schmink. I think now it's like five people, six people.
At least four.
Mark went, Evan went.
Was it? And two of them.
Here's a photo on Twitter.
Yeah, so I'm sure that will continue. But yeah, if you're not a jogger, not much for options. And if you are a jogger, you might not wish to jog in 90-degree heat at 6 in the morning. All right, well, moving right along, we've got a game to play, as is tradition, on the Mega Kansas Fest podcast. So we're going to MC that game through our very own Kevin Savitz.
Hello.
And Angel just got his wings.
Okay, the game we're playing is called Celebrity. We're going to break ourselves into two teams, and a person on that team is going to try to... We have already created... We have a hat here, which is actually a microphone box, with a bunch of names written down. So I will reach into the thing. I will pick out a name. I have 1 minute. We're going to need a timer, somebody. I will 1 minute to get my team to... We'll say it's Steve Jobs. I pull out Steve Jobs, and I have to make my team say Steve Jobs. So I'm going to say he was the founder of Apple Computer, and he liked to say one more thing. And someone says Steve Jobs, and yay, we get a point. And then I can reach until my time runs out. I can reach my minute runs out. I can reach in and keep going until we're out of time. If the time runs out before they have said the second name or whatever, then it can go back into the bin. And then the other team takes a turn, and we go back and forth like that until we get bored, or we run out of cards, or whatever. So that's all.
Okay.
Okay. Just keeping the score.
Timer's ready.
You kind of automatically keep score because we will keep a card.
Just keep the card.
You keep a card, and then at the end.
So, and if you don't know the name on the card, you can throw it back.
If you don't know it, if you don't know who this person is, throw it back. It's not a big deal. You just waste a little time.
Then you take a different
one. I'm shuffling. This is the sound of shuffling.
Oh, Foley. I'm making a podcast first.
Now he's walking away.
The rain.
Now he's walking on videotape.
All right.
What's the teams?
Oh, yeah, what's the teams? That's an excellent idea. Right? Oh, this way.
Cool. Okay. So, all right.
Executive decision.
Sure.
Okay. So it's Chris, Kevin, Ken, and Charles on one team. Carrington, Michael, Quinn, Paul, and John on the other.
Great.
Actually, right. I think Carrington and Charles... No.
No, that's good. Sure.
I was thinking Chris, Kevin, Ken, and Carrington.
And so your team will time for our team. And
poor Carl. Sure.
Okay. I can just time for everybody.
Okay.
Ready?
Ready?
Go. She is a woman from a movie. She liked to have a spoonful of sugar for her children.
Mary Poppins.
Yes. He likes to crack discs. Upstairs.
Mark Pilgrim.
He likes to crack discs anonymously.
4 a.m. You're not on there.
Thank you for the point.
Sorry, I forgot how this worked.
He is a bald podcaster who's sitting across from me.
Karen Jansen.
I thought those were supposed to be pop culture.
They are. It's only super
celebrities.
Amazing celebrities.
And me.
A god, an ancient fictional god, very strong guy. How long is this minute, for God's sake?
Four.
Yes.
Oh. Nice.
5 seconds.
I don't know this.
And time.
I suspect that's way harder when you're the person doing what you just did.
Yeah. Really, actually, I knew who that last guy is. I was just like, I couldn't get into the word. So,
if I hold this, do I have to do it?
Yes.
Your turn.
Okay, this is gonna be. This is gonna be.
So, this time it's us.
And begin.
Okay. Skateboards.
Tony Hawk.
Maybe I'm wrong. can I say you're half right?
Tony Stark.
Yes. Who's Tony Stark?
Iron Man.
Oh, see.
That's the long
wow.
No team.
Nice going.
Feeling good over here.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know who that is.
Okay.
Choose again.
Early woman programmer.
Ada Lovelace.
Yes.
Oh, I'm rocking this game.
Team Carrington.
Anonymous Cracker.
4 a.m.
Okay.
All right. is that legitimate? Can we do that more than once?
The shark's coming.
I don't know how to. I moving on.
5 seconds.
Doctor Who's dog.
Don't say.
Oh, because it's gonna go back in.
It's after the timer. I'm afraid.
Yeah. Just in case. They probably know it.
Yeah. Okay. So should it go back
it
in?
Throw it goes back
throw
in.
Back in.
Throw it.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, because we're out of time.
Yeah. Okay.
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 Okay. Right. Ready and begin.
I don't know who that is.
Tony Hawk.
Tony Stark.
First female computer programmer.
Ada Lovelace.
The company that Wozenjob started.
Apple Computer.
That's not a person. I call shenanigans.
Yeah, I guess
shenanigans not.
Sure,
not
in
your opinion.
Yeah, it's in there. It's legit.
She's in the room.
Quentin Dunkey.
Well, we don't know a lot of pop culture.
Two of the six of us are. AOL founder.
Steve Case.
Wow.
Okay.
Jeez, why do you know that?
That was impressive.
Yeah.
The Guild.
Felicia Day. Oh, wait, I'm not... Yeah,
wrong
sorry.
Team, John, but sorry. Thank you for the point.
I'm just really excited about Felicia Day.
Oh, I think Ken mentioned it as well.
5 seconds.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger,
Robbie the Robot.
Nice.
Wow.
Under the wire.
Bravo.
Nice.
Does that...
Add it to our file and it'll...
Does that or does that not say Apple Corp?
Apple Comp or Apple Corp.
Sure.
So one would have been Beatles.
Yeah.
Judges right? will allow it.
One would have been.
Oh, yeah.
Carrington.
Me?
Okay.
Ready? And begin.
There's 15 words on here. Knight Rider vehicle.
Kit.
Yeah. Ooh, you can tell me too. can't read it. Enemy from Last Starfighter.
Oh.
You've been summoned to defend...
Zur against the Kodan Armada.
Wow.
20
near points.
Zur against the Kodan
Armada. I don't think I know what that is. Computer from War Games.
Whopper.
Whopper. K-9 is his dog.
Doctor Who.
I don't know how to say it with a thing. Landed a house on Dorothy.
Tornado?
Tornado.
Oh, no, the person in...
Wicked Witch of the West.
Okay, or I had a house land on her. That's true. Wicked Witch of the West.
No, it was the Wicked Witch of the East.
Yeah. I want more seconds. Right. They got it. What I say made them say. Right. Robot from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. But you took my time.
No, I don't care.
Oh.
Wow.
Hard. Sorry, I didn't mean to argue the point.
Give me one of your cards.
I will gladly give you one of my cards.
I don't want your cards.
Playing for
cards.
Playing for your cards. That was controversial anyway.
Controversial one.
All right, go. Ready?
Sorry about that.
Ken, and begin.
Dilbert. Scott Adams.
That's not what I meant. Oh, wait, I actually do know who that is. She created the NASA software.
Margaret Hamilton.
Yep. Doctor Who's dog?
K-9.
founder of Commodore?
Jack Tramiel.
Who cares?
Pass.
The World War II code cracker machine.
Alan Turing.
Yes.
He was a machine.
What's a machine?
Don't be a dick.
Will we?
Will we?
Wow, good clue.
Yeah, that's a great
clue. The Guild.
Felicia Day.
Felicia Day.
I thought it was
in there twice.
There are other people on the show. Create the World Wide Web.
Tim Berners-Lee.
5 seconds.
Wow.
That was Al Gore.
A Beagle Brothers founder.
Simonson.
Sophie the Beagle.
Time.
Do I put this one back?
Yeah. Nicely done.
Okay.
Wow, Team Rocket.
Thank you.
Okay, here we go. Doctor Who, or K-9.
Ready?
Stand right away.
All right.
And
Felicia Day.
Begin.
Get away, please.
Don't know that. Sorry about those guys. Snoopy's owner.
Charlie Brown.
Her name's been mentioned twice already.
Felicia Duffy.
programmer.
Ada Lovelace.
It's
very popular in this craft.
Theory of relativity.
Einstein.
I can't remember who that was, but not exactly.
Chewbacca. That was amazing.
Yeah, at least it should be an elf.
British famous computer.
Alan Turing.
Area.
Leslie Pop.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
5 seconds.
Oh, rats, I lost it. Hey, guess who's a programmer lady?
She's in there again.
Let's see. We should get 2 points for Chewbacca.
I like that. He's a programmer.
That's a frequent RCR topic, so we do.
Could you do your elf impression?
Yeah.
Ah! Willie! Ah! Why?
Perfect.
Every time!
Existential
elf. I should have put that in.
Existential elf. And begin.
All right. Created the Apple computer.
Steve Wozniak?
What?
5 seconds.
I don't do that. first female programmer.
Never heard of
her.
Founder of Beagle Brothers,
Bert Hersey.
Yeah.
Have you just seen it?
Founder of Beagle Brothers, Bert Hersey? Founder, no. The Guild, Felicia Day.
Wow. You see that lovely turn. Massively popular.
I thought I was so clever with Felicia Day.
What the heck? What are these? Worked with Ada Lovelace.
Felicia Charles Babbage.
That one's going to be too hard.
You mean Carl.
5 seconds.
Don't be dick.
Will Wheaton.
The Guild is...
Oh boy!
Ask a bunch of nerds in a room to come up with pop culture.
Please stay out of it.
Will Wheaton, Ada Lovelace.
I would like to admit, I put in both Felicia Day and Ada Lovelace. I am part of the problem.
I put in Felicia Day and Will Wheaton.
I would have put in Ada Lovelace.
Pretty much all of us put in Ada Lovelace.
Why wouldn't you?
All of mine are fictional.
All right, ready?
Yep.
And
which is real?
Evolution.
Darwin.
Okay. Fake! No.
Such a wonderful impersonation.
Elf.
Yes.
Oh!
Okay.
That's
too much better.
Please, lovely.
Icon.
Susan Kerr.
Yes.
Whoa.
Wow.
Icon. Wow.
Oh, the Mac guy.
I was like, what?
We got the Mac guy in our team.
Wow.
Oh,
that helps.
Ultra nerd. On a TV series.
Oh, Sheldon.
Yes. Oh. Sheldon. Good. Wow.
Wow.
5 seconds.
English mathematician codebreaker.
Oh.
Okay.
Back to you.
It's my turn.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Kevin Who?
Who thought of this stupid game?
Hey. Kevin Who.
And begin.
Kevin. When you got a Nintendo NES, this is the robot. Robbie.
Megatron.
Wrong team. You almost said it.
Rob.
Yes. This is a meme. It's a cat that doesn't look happy. That's popular on the internet right now.
Grumpy cat.
Yes. The computer in 2001.
Hal.
Yes.
9000.
Sierra Online. The woman.
Roberta Williams.
Roberta Williams. Yes. I don't know. Can I read it? I don't know what it is.
Somebody go last one.
Founded Atari and Chuck E. Cheese. Nolan Bushnell.
Mm-hmm.
Went Back to the Future.
Michael J. Fox.
The character.
Marty McFly.
Yes.
The guy on Star Trek gave Picard a hard time. He had kind of a magic, multidimensional being.
Q.
Yes.
Time.
Wow, good round.
You guys are killing it.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't
stop killing it.
I think it's me.
It's already dead.
Okay. All right. Timer.
All that's going to be left are
illegible. All the terrible ones.
Spence should be only the ones everyone's thrown back. The out of level where we can't read it.
Yeah. Okay.
But we have a 50% chance
of ready when you are.
Someone
are.
Okay. Cancel after the
roll. Go.
45.
Namesake of the charity at K-Fest.
Ransomware.
Recent popular feminist superhero.
Wonder Woman.
Crazy Doctor Nuclear Movie Guy.
Dr. Strangelove.
That was his Japanese
name. Mac Icons.
Susan Kerr.
What?
Wow.
Gave Kirk a hard time. Logical.
Spock. Yeah.
Head of designer of Mario.
Oh. Throw it back in. None of us know.
Killing me with that one.
We're all embarrassed.
That's a gimme, people. I don't know who that is. Oh, robot from Black Hole.
Maximilian.
Guess who put that in?
Fuzzy character that John Lee can imitate.
Elf.
2Fs.
Great.
Author of Pinball Construction Set.
Use that one.
Put that back.
He's already in her pile.
Let's put Susan Kerr.
I didn't.
All right. Ready?
I did not put Susan K.
And begin.
Elf Loveless.
Rough.
Elf Loveless.
5 seconds.
Little British.
Richard Garriott.
That's a good
one. I said his name.
Makes the game a lot quicker.
Pinball Construction Set.
Bill Budge.
We were so close.
Live. Don't talk to me about live.
Douglas Adams. Marvin the Paranoid Android.
Thank you.
The complete Ooh. Name, nice.
Paul Allen's partner.
Bill Gates.
Mrs. Allen.
AKA.
Karateka.
Jordan Mechner.
Wow. Karateka. Start in War Games.
Matthew Broderick.
Nice. 5 seconds.
Pass. Really hated it as. Oh.
Hang on.
Nice. Well done.
All right. Who's up?
Oh, it's me.
Okay.
Oh, no. I'm down to like the sludge.
All the illegible ones.
Nobody's.
Okay, ready?
Ready? Begin.
Cat who eats lasagna.
Garfield.
Electricity dude that everybody Tesla. Likes. I don't know who this is. Oh, okay. He's here. He's awesome. He wears glasses. He's really nice. He's not
me.
In this room.
Me.
He's not in this room. How do I describe him?
Mark Pilgrim, John Brooks.
Keep going. He's on the committee.
Martin Hank.
There you go. I don't know who those two people are. I can't read that. Oh, come on. I don't know a lot of things.
And we have that recorded.
The current dimension story.
I'm unaware of what I'm doing.
He's got to look it up.
Okay, this one. Avenger Imperium.
What?
Miyamoto.
Yes.
5 seconds.
Your name.
Kundalki.
But if you had a PhD.
Dr. Quinn,
there you go.
Okay.
You know,
very, very
describe
well.
It.
I only know that because I get called that a lot. At least I did when that show was on.
I was like, okay,
I think it's Kelly.
Okay.
So, wait. When you said the inventor of Mario, nobody knew it. But when you said it,
she knew
it.
I knew it.
I'd seen the card.
So seriously, because I remembered afterwards. I'm like, oh yeah, it's Miyamoto. That's what I thought of. But she's gonna know it.
Yeah.
I used the same clue she.
I was wondering how you were able to use that clue if you didn't know who it was.
No. I remembered after she said it, and then I knew I could use it because right. She clearly knew it. All
right, ready?
Right.
And begin.
creator of Choplifter?
Dan Gorland.
Yes.
Nice.
I pulled it out and had no idea who it was.
Host of Computer Chronicles.
Oh, God.
Stuart Chaffee. Yes.
Dang. Wow.
Deep cut.
A Star Trek starship.
Enterprise.
Yes. Why didn't I get that one?
The third co-founder of Apple.
Ron Wayne.
Yes.
Ooh,
nice.
Fifth Beatle, third Apple founder. Bill Gates' partner.
Paul Allen.
Mrs. Gates.
Again, the Bletchley Park code cracker.
Alan Turing.
Inconvenient Truth, former vice president.
Al Gore.
Optimus Prime's arch nemesis.
Megatron.
Yep. And that's
who that was. 5 seconds.
Wow.
End game.
I got to Megatron. I know that, but I don't know
how
that
works. Transformer bad guy.
I kept pulling it back out and throwing it out. Come on, stop giving me this.
I wouldn't know that.
Okay, count and add 30. The audience member, you should be able to flick it in the audience member.
Yeah. 23 plus 22.
Oh, 23.
Okay.
We have 45.
31.
Wow.
Didn't feel like we had that.
Although, you did have one more round, I think.
But we had one fewer person.
Touche. Mm.
All right.
Well,
so blame it on me.
The very important game is now
complete. Oh, wait.
Good time had by all.
That was a good game, actually. Yeah. That was stressful.
I cannot believe everybody put in Ada Lovelace.
And Felicia Day. You see who the fan we're all fans of.
Yeah. And somebody doesn't know how to spell Paul Allen.
Interesting.
And two elves.
Two elves. That one was funny. I thought it was. Oh, it's like, oh, they found my elf, and then it came up. I ruined my own handwriting. I got it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that was riveting.
That was fun with it.
Any closing thoughts anyone would like to share?
I'm just really glad that we're all here again this year, and that we get to do this every year. Chris, have you been on this mega podcast before?
I haven't, no, and I'm just really happy to have been invited, so thanks you guys for including me.
I'm glad that we can add new voices, and I hope we continue to do so, and that the existing ones come back.
I like the fact that it's a whole week, so I can say I get to spend 1/52nd of a year here.
Nice.
You probably spent enough time at Rockhurst to earn a degree.
Probably.
Do you
want to
make more money? Sure, we all do.
Yeah. Probably studied harder.
Let me seed the closing thoughts with one more question. Name something that you did differently this year than previous years, if you've been here in previous years. I think we all have. Yes.
I presented for the first time, and I thought it was time to put a little something back. So I hope it went over reasonably well.
Very well indeed.
Mm-hmm. I did nothing. I did no sessions, no door, no Hackfest. And I regret it. Like, I came here exhausted, having gotten over pneumonia, so I'm like, I'm just going to take it easy and take a vacation. And I really, and this is the first time I've done nothing at Kansas Fest. I'm like, oh, that's a wasted opportunity. So I won't do that again. Definitely next year, back to doing Dora sessions.
Note to self, avoid pneumonia.
No, it was awesome.
That is a good lesson, though. K-Fest is a perfect example that you get out what you put into it. The more you try to get involved in everything, the more activities you participate in.
It's still awesome.
The more fun you'll have.
Yeah, absolutely love being here. It's amazing. Hanging out with friends, I love this week. Fantastic. But I enjoy it more when I have projects to work on.
As a slight counterpoint, I tried not to overcommit, tried to do less and bring less. And so I was able to actually get time to do a Hackfest entry. I actually tried two Hackfest entries, and one of them failed miserably because of physics.
Damn physics.
I intentionally didn't bring stuff so that I couldn't commit to doing things for other people as they asked us. I just don't have that with me, so that I could have time to do things that I wanted to do. Not that I don't like making things in the middle of the night because somebody said that they wanted one. I do try to try to please a little bit too much sometimes, and I wanted to do more stuff for myself this year. And so I tried to balance that. I tried to balance out doing nothing versus doing too much, and I think I hit a good balance. I'm going to try and do that again next year.
Ken?
Well, this is my 20th Kansas Fest, and no Kansas Fest is like any other. They're all unique. As of this year, my age has doubled since my first K-Fest, so I'm now twice as old. I've spent half my life here, which is remarkable. As far as, I've tried a lot of different things over the years. One year I did a lot of talks. I think I signed up for 4, and Andy scheduled them all for the same day. Thanks, Andy.
That'll learn you.
I guess he is really bitter about being my roommate for the last 12 years. So the next year I tried to dial it back and be utterly relaxed. I signed up for no talks and I was so bored. I was miserable. So this year I again did 4 talks, if you include 2 lightning talks, and I actually liked that a lot. The thing I would do differently is try to get more of my slides done before I even get here, because I feel like I spent a lot of time in my room getting ready to give good talks instead of socializing.
Yeah, I'll just add one addendum onto that. It is a great thing to actually make your slides before you come here, but bring them.
I've known people who have done their entire talks on a thumb drive and then left the thumb drive at home.
Oh, yeah. What a great way to do your first presentation at Kansas Fest. You spend hours recreating what you've got and also not having a working version of the program that you wanted to demonstrate. Yay.
But it still went off great.
Yeah.
Have you heard of this thing called the cloud?
Other people's computers.
Yeah. Other people's computers.
Kevin.
I feel like I sort of have it dialed in. I know what I like and I know what I don't, so I didn't change a lot. But this, I always do the hack fest, and this is the first time I've tried a hardware hack. And it's not a big deal. I just made a joystick interface thing, but it was my first time doing it for the Apple II, and I had a great time and finished early. So,
Chris.
Well, this is my 3rd year, and the first 2 years I went berserk at the garage giveaway and spent a lot of time just digging through stuff. And this year I decided to just sit back and watch other people and actually help some people look for stuff, and helped Quinn look for her elusive koala ad, which we never did find. And
thank you to everyone who helped with that. A lot of people did. Really appreciate that.
Yep. And it was actually just kind of more relaxing to just kind of watch what other people were doing and not have to worry about grabbing that elusive item.
My thing I did different this year is I had a wonderful car mate on the drive up from Florida. Michael Mulhern came in a few days early and hung around with us in Florida and was my entertainment director on the drive up. He had a bunch of wonderful, great podcasts that we listened to on the way up here.
Cool. I can't think of anything I did particularly differently. I mean, I guess I did sort of, I at least I'm sort of getting to a point where I can sort of stand further back from the garage giveaway because I don't need a third of any of these things. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, it's basically what I've been doing in the past. I think I wish I didn't need to sleep as much, but I mean, other than that,
Well, on that, we did kind of notice that the easiest way to tell, were we in Paul's office or at the garage giveaway? The garage giveaway didn't reach the ceiling, so
right, yeah.
And the hardware slowly disappeared.
Right. That's
right. As opposed to the other way around.
I guess I did 2 things differently. I did not bring hardware this time. I went all emulator, which was a mixed bag actually. I appreciated the theme music.
Chicken dance.
That follows me around. Yeah. I'm not sure what it means. It was nice to have less baggage, and I just gave my presentations on emulators, but it was also kind of sad not to have the real hardware. The other thing I did differently was I took a lot more naps this time, which seemed like a good idea, but I did miss a lot by doing that. I missed out on a lot of socializing, but I think I was in a lot better mood, so kind of a wash. I drank a lot more coffee this time, though. Speaking of things that have improved, we now have, as of last year, we have coffee stations.
Real coffee.
Real quality coffee stations.
And free unlimited ice cream in the cafeteria.
Yeah.
And take advantage of probably too much.
Even at breakfast.
Yeah.
They had it working at breakfast.
I know what I'm putting on my cereal tomorrow.
If I could ask a quick question just of the group, just for perspective, how many years have we know Ken's been, this is his 20th. Just going around.
It's enough that I've lost count. I think it's my 5th year.
Okay, because you probably came, your first year was probably my first year, because this is my 5th year as well.
Yes.
3 for me.
Was your first year?
Yes, yeah.
3 or 4.
It's the same as me, so this is our 3rd year.
3rd year, okay.
I think it's 6. My first one was 2012. So
that'd be 6.
I'm 3 or 4, I'm not sure.
You came 4? The year before
okay.
I did.
Okay,
so,
4
yeah.
then.
Awesome, don't know. My first one was 2010. I haven't been to all of them, so it's some number higher than
you came in
2007. Oh, so, oh, okay, 2007.
At least 4, because you were at all of mine.
I guess 6 or 7 or so. I haven't gone to all, but I've gone to most of the last bunch. Skips a couple at the beginning. I don't even know how many anymore. A lot. I love them.
So compared to Ken, we're all relative newbies.
I think you've all come collectively as often as I have.
So none of us are really long timers except for Ken.
And
all of our impressions are based on the last, say, 10 years worth of Kansas Fest.
Right. So, not like, for example, none of you were ever here at Evola University.
No. Right. None of us were here the year that this was being renovated and were in the other dorm.
No.
Or the
I think I was.
You were in Xavier.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't always been.
Back in 07?
Yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't in this dorm, a different place.
But when you say the WAS year, like, I have to ask which WAS year, because he was our keynote speaker in 03, not year. In 2013, it was Randy Wiggington.
Be the most recent WAS year, so that's 13.
Right. He was here, but he wasn't the keynote.
Yes.
Well, I think the takeaway is that you won't just come once. Because few people do. And on that note, I think we can call it a show. Thank you, all of my fellow podcasters, for joining us. Thanks to all the new attendees, all 30-something of you, first-timers. It's brave to come to something like this for your first time, especially alone. Lots of people come alone their first time. So we hope you will come back. And until next time...
Retro-compute!
Compute.
In a love life.
Thank you, Quinn. Thank you for hosting.
Thank you, Quinn.
Thank you for coming to the game.
Yeah. Talk to Quinn.